In this episode, we are going to make Monday count.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test, test, test. Testing, testing, test, test, test. Test ickles, test ickles. Welcome everyone to episode 682 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, and sleazecast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Welcome to the gain train. Welcome to Pumptown. Welcome to episode 682 of the Daily Swole. So trying a new thing, always trying something new on the swole, always trying something new, if you want to call it the sleazy, whatever you want to, however you want to call Papa Swolio's gain train. Let me know what's going on Facebook. How am I looking? How am I hearing? Because right now on Facebook, just to give you the lowdown, I know that Facebook's quality has been a little bit meh, meh, lately. It's been a little bit meh. So I am going through a new webcam. That way you can get better audio. How does the audio sound on Facebook? So I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to capture. I'm trying to do a bunch of new things. I'm trying to see what's up. So how is it sound? No one's complaining. So I'm pointing to the screen over here, even though Facebook, you're right here. So Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, welcome to episode 682. Sound is very clear. It's better than before, right? It's better than it's been. How does a sound sound? Sounds good. All right, perfect. Good enough. So welcome to episode 682. Thank you for joining me on a Monday Eve. And if you haven't yet checked out the podcast, make sure you check out the podcast, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcast. You can catch Papa Swolio everywhere. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you float some thumbs, smash them, mash them, just get all up in it. Just get real sloppy with the slam, sloppy with the old subscribe, loud and clear, super sweet. James, if it's low for you, maybe you should turn up your audio. Sound is very clear. A lot of positivity. So we're good to go. Let's keep rocking. So today's episode is Monday, making Monday count. Making Monday count. And I just dropped a post, two posts, yesterday and today on Instagram and Facebook that are very relative, that have a lot to do with one another, and I want to address them, have a little discussion, and we can just take it from there. So yesterday I posted on Facebook or on Instagram, I forget, I lose track, but about having more than you need. About having more than you need and being grateful and being respectful to yourself and respectful for what you have and not taking it for granted. And I also posted today on Facebook about Monday. I don't know how many of you on Facebook caught that video. Did you catch the new one on Facebook? How Monday is just another day, right? And I've talked about that many times. A day, it's a suffix, it's a prefix. Monday is just... it's the same as Tuesday. It's the same as Wednesday. It's the same as any other day. And today I also posted on Instagram about New Year's resolutions. I just dropped it like an hour or two ago. How is your resolution? How's your New Year's resolution coming? So let's get that out of the way first. That's my segue into today's episode. Did you make a New Year's resolution that you stuck to? Drop that in the comments right now. Did you drop a New Year's resolution that you have actually stuck to? I put coconut oil and butter in my coffee this morning. Well, good for you, John. I got coconut oil and butter in my coffee right now. So did you make a New Year's resolution and did you stick to it? Are you sticking to it? Are you still on that resolution? Are you still on that New Year's resolution or did you just fucking give up on it? I don't ever make my resolutions. I got a lot of answers to that post that... you know, I made one or two people said they made resolutions and that they've stuck to it. They've lost 60 pounds or they've seen crazy results, which is great. That's awesome. And other people say they don't make resolutions because they just fucking grind all year long. And that's my belief that you should be hustling and bustling and doing the damn thing all the time. There's really no excuse to stop doing it just because it's not the right day, right? That it's not January 1st, that it's not January 29th. It's not the beginning of the year. The modern marketer on Instagram, I was more realistic this year, no health resolution, but made a recommitment to family and mental health. And that's a great point, that it doesn't always have to be a fitness resolution. We don't really talk about that. We talk about the mental game a lot, and maybe that's something that I didn't really discuss a lot just because New Year's resolutions is so classically fitness related. But it's not always about fitness. It doesn't have to be about fitness. It doesn't have to be. It's not required for it to be about losing weight. Why does having a six-pack make or break your year? And one of the interesting aspects of a resolution or of a Monday is that idea of starting. So that's really what this episode's all about. It's about Monday, but it's about Monday being the start of something. So you have resolutions at the beginning of the year, and you have Monday being the beginning of the week. Yeah? So you got two things that are the beginning. Now, that being said, that both of those are like the start, okay? By putting your goals for the week or for the year, whatever it is, on that beginning moment, on that concept of Monday or New Year's, you're attaching your progress to something that's going to disappear. The problem with New Year's resolution is that it's far too large of a goal. It's far too large of a scope. You can't set a goal on January 1st and think it's going to perpetuate through the end of the year. There's no way. It's too much time. There's too much length. There's too much stuff going on. That's what she said, right? It's too much length. There's too much stuff going on. There's not enough context. There's not enough urgency. Yeah? There's not enough urgency when you discuss in the terms of a year. Let me move the camera a little bit. There's no deadline. And one of the major points of having a goal is having that deadline, is having that endpoint, having that reason for finishing and accomplishing your task at a given time. If there is no deadline, then what are you striving for? If there's no deadline, what are you striving for? What are you trying to accomplish? And what time frame are you trying to accomplish this in? So if you have no finish line, you're just doing shit to do shit. And by the time you get to around this point, and I made this point, I believe it was on Instagram or somewhere, that no one's saying New Year's or Happy New Year's now. No one's saying Happy New Year's now. Hey, what's going on, Tomer? How you doing? No one's saying Happy New Year. It's what, March 19th today? No one's saying Happy New Year's. Why not? Should you not be having a good New Year? Should you not be having a Happy New Year? Or is it just not relative to right now? It's just not relative. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's not important that you wish someone a Happy New Year because the perspective changes. The perspective changes. No one cares about New Year's now, right? Over Saturday, it was St. Paddy's Day. Everyone was drinking themselves stupid. And then it's going to be Easter. And then it's going to be Memorial Day. And then it's going to be the 4th of July. And then it's going to be Labor Day. And then it's going to be Halloween. And then it's going to be fucking holiday season again. It's going to go around and around and around. And everyone's going to just continuously justify making excuses based on the time of year and what's convenient, or set goals based on a time of year because it's convenient for that time. So now you have like the summer shredding, right? Let's lose weight for summer. Let's shred up. I got 6 weeks to get lean because of May or June. Like, who fucking cares? It's May or June. There's gonna be another one next year. What about July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June? It just goes all around and around and around. So if I said Happy New Year today to someone, they look at me weird. They'd be like, what the fuck is that? Happy New Year for what? Happy New Year? That guy's weird. You hear that guy? He just said fucking Happy Year to me. What a jabroni. That's what someone would say. Why are you wishing me a Happy New Year? That's weird. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And I saw someone else post, I think it was on Instagram, I don't make, why make resolutions? Why have goals? Well, I get that aspect too, right? And it's nice to say, why have goals when you continuously want to improve? Why should you have goals? Like, why do you think? Why should you have goals? Why is it beneficial to have goals? Well, it's beneficial to have something to aim for, to be able to judge your progress on. Most of you want something. It's good to have a vision. And I talked about this, and you can flow some hearts, some thumbs, drop a comment. If those of you at the beginning of this year caught my best year ever workshop, I talked about vision, right? We've always talked about having your why, your purpose. Your vision is your purpose. Your purpose and your vision can be intertwined. It's not the same thing. But your vision is more than your goal. It's a detailed, entirely detailed, high definition idea and really cemented future for yourself. So it's more than just a goal. Now, to have a goal that's too lofty, to have a goal for the end of the year, my 2018 resolution is to lose weight. First off, that's a general fucking goal. Losing weight doesn't give any purpose. It just says, oh, I want to lose weight. Okay, great. What about how much weight? 2018, that's a year. Like, there's no, do you realize that a resolution to lose weight in 2018 is the worst setup and you're pretty much guaranteed to fail? In that state, doesn't mean that you can't lose weight in 2018, but saying I'm going to lose weight in 2018 gives no detail, gives no breakdown, gives no relative time frame. There's no urgency. It's just a vague concept that people like to say because around December and January, it's popular. It plays. New Year's resolutions play around the beginning of the year. But no one's saying Happy New Year in October. It doesn't even make sense. However, if your goal by the end of 2018 is to have a certain thing, a New Year's resolution is really what you're keeping, but you're not thinking about a New Year's resolution in October. That goal doesn't have the balls. It doesn't have the stones. It doesn't have the energy. It doesn't have the vibes that it does in January. The same thing with today. Let's bring that back to Monday. Let's make that relative to right now, where we are today. So right now already, and we're talking, I'm kind of joking, right? I'm kind of joking about October, but we're here in fucking March, fam. It's almost April, and no one is talking about resolutions. So there's really no different. Right now is the same concept as the October I used in the example. So what are you doing today, Monday? You can wait till Monday. You can wait till any Monday. You can wait till next Monday. You keep on waiting Monday, 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 Monday. But next week, having a goal and starting on a Monday is really quite bullshitty. It's bullshit because Monday is going to be there every week. It's really hard to set a goal for a Monday because there's a new one. You get a brand new Monday every week. Now, that gives you an opportunity, but it also has a potential to holding you back. Because if you depend on Monday to start, it's very easy to fuck up and here comes Wednesday, Thursday and say, oh, you know what? I'll start on Monday and then eat like shit and keep on going until that next Monday. So there's three more additional days and then you're a week behind. And then Monday gets okay. Something happens on Tuesday. You do decently on Wednesday. And then the next week, Thursday kind of gets, oh, shoot. Oh, but it's my friend's birthday on Friday. And then, oh, we'll go out. Oh, I'll just start really fresh on Monday again. And eventually, you just keep on staying fat, lazy, out of shape, unhealthy. And you always start on Monday. It's always the next Monday. I'll start Monday. And then you just keep on putting it off until nothing ever gets done. And that's not how you should live. That's not how you should work. So you should be grateful, but you should also be understanding that if you want change and you want to make a difference, then you have to start on a Thursday. Start on a Friday. Why the fuck do you not? Why would a Friday be any different? Start on Friday. What's wrong with Friday? What has Friday ever done to you? Why does Friday have to be a punch out day? Why can't we punch in on Friday? For a long time, and I still mentally like to start my weeks on Friday. When Friday comes around, I get amped. I don't turn off on Friday. We're fucking every day here at Daily Swole. We're always here. It's every day. Every day. Episode 682. This isn't the fucking weekly swole. This is the daily motherfucking swole. And it's every damn day. So what does that mean? It means that it doesn't matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, a holiday, weekday, morning, night, it gets done. Every single day, it gets done. When you are inspired, not motivated, fuck motivation, when you are inspired, when it's time to either shit or get off the pot is when you start. Whether it's a Friday, whether it's a Monday, like today, whether it's New Year's, whether it's, I don't know, fucking Kwanzaa, whenever it is when you start. That's the day to start, right away. You don't wait. If you're thinking about it, it's about doing it. You start waiting, you start pushing it off, and then it's just going to become one big fucking snowball of an old hot mess. So that's what I wish for you for this week, for Monday. Oh, I had to burp. For every Monday, I got my coffee. I'm fucking amped. I'm ready. I know we're kind of closing off on the Monday for the day, but it's 7:30. We're just getting started. So post up some questions. I would love, I know we're about 15, 16 minutes into the show. What I would love is right now on Facebook, because I want to know what it's like on Facebook in terms of like the quality. So while I take some questions, please let me know how the video looks, how the audio looks on Facebook. Let me know what the details are and drop that in the comments below. You could also ask some questions, but I'd love some additional feedback. I asked at the beginning and it sounded good. I want to know now how I sound on any platform. I'm always curious as to the quality and the video and the audio. So if it's good, we'll continue this way. I hope it looks good. It looks good on my screen. I'm watching on the computer. I got the webcam, got YouTube, Instagram, because some people were saying, you remember like, you know, the last couple episodes, maybe last week or so, Facebook was kind of like sketchy. It always is. But I know some of that's on my end too, because I'm doing so much intensive streaming. So I just want to make it the best. It's better than days before. No chop, chop good. Video and audio are perfect on Facebook. That's what I like to hear. Steps in the right direction. Pretty much, I just want to make sure that I'm not wasting my time and I do it again the next day. Because if it sucks, I'm not going to keep doing it this way. Ah, but it's horizontal on Facebook, right? We're landscape mode. Instagram, we're perma-portrait. YouTube, we're landscape. Is my Friday quality awesome? I'm watching my phone. Nick Savage. That's a savage comment, bro. Sweet. Video and audio are perfect. Perfect. Great. So if they're perfect for someone, they should be perfect for everyone. So then it's not. Then if someone's like, oh, I can't hear you too good, then it's just maybe on their connection. But if anyone can hear me perfect, that's a good sign. I'm just tuning in. Video and sound are great today. Did you do something different? I sure did. Instead of doing streaming on the computer on a webcam. Got some nice H-Dizzle webcam, because now Papa Swolio, oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Make sure, I don't know how many, I'm not sure, well, I'll announce that later. I'll probably put that on my Instagram story. I got some new updates. I want to make sure I tweak a couple things first before I put that on blast. Made some changes, adding some new shit. When you go landscape, the video gets a little fuzzy. That's weird. Eh, but I mean, this is the way it's going to, if it works out this way, that's the way we're going to keep on doing it, ideally, unless I'm mobile. Let's see. What do I do about a group of quarter squatters hogging the squat rack? You wait until they're done. Is that a question or is that a rant? Sounds like Facebook has been an issue since before episode 100. I don't know. Facebook was an issue before, but it was my internet. It was my internet and my streaming and what I was doing. And then it wasn't an issue. Whatever I'm running on just straight cell phone service, LTE, is always like crisp. The cell phone service is better than my fucking Wi-Fi for whatever reason. Maybe it's my router. I'm still making some upgrades because I'm doing a lot more intensive streaming. So I'm just always making upgrades. So just bear with me. The good thing is I'm always recording this. And if whatever reason, one stream doesn't work, you can always hop over to Facebook, or you can always listen to the podcast later. That's why it's great to have like all this redundancy, is that you'll get the content, and we'll keep on making it the best possible. Because some people just really adamantly just don't like to use Facebook. Some people just really love using YouTube or Instagram. What are your thoughts on Bulgarian tribulus? I wouldn't take any of that shit. There's fucking eight of them. What, the hoggers or the squat rack? I don't know. Go somewhere else. Get a new gym. Fuck them. What do you do about it? Get there earlier. I've been taking it for a while and feeling great. I don't have any thoughts on tribulus, on any kind of test booster. I don't really know if that, all the research is kind of shoddy on that stuff. I don't really know anything about it to give you an answer. The best time for change is whenever you recognize the need for it. Yes. Let's get some comments, some questions on Facebook. The last one I see is Genevieve's, way better quality, awesome idea. Looking and sounding, about to hit some legs. Brian on the face, Bizzle. And those of you that are members of Swolenormous X, I will get that that mobility pack. I'm going to try to get that up. I want to make sure there's like a couple things, like some text that got held up. I want to make sure that it's, I don't like releasing things that are incomplete, just because some of you might understand it, but other people might be coming in fresh and be like, oh, what's this? I don't get it. So, but that's coming probably. I'm going to try to get up all that stuff tonight. And also, for those of you that are plugged in, those of you that got my ebook and everything, stay tuned in your email. Running a couple really awesome specials for Swolenormous X, bringing a lot more people in. Remember, oh, fam, those of you that are watching, and I like talking to all of you, because all the X members, some of you watch on YouTube and Instagram as well as Facebook. The affiliate program, for those of you that are Swolenormous X members, make sure you sign up for the affiliate program. It's absolutely on fire. And this week in the Facebook private group, in the live stream, the accountability meeting, when I post up, when I go live there, I'm going to be breaking down a little bit more about the affiliate program and explaining it and answering any questions. So if you are unaware, you can't find, if you didn't get the notification for whatever reason in the live chat, if you don't see your email, you know, check your spam or promotion. Sometimes emails get caught up in there. But if you did not yet sign up for the affiliate program and you're already a Swolenormous X member, make sure you contact me, message me, let me know, and I will send you a link so you can do so. Okay. And that's for Swolenormous X members only. And if you're interested in all my programming and private classes and workshops, make sure you check out SwolenormousX.com. For anyone that's watching that has no idea what I just said, what the hell is Swolenormous X? Check out my website, Swolenormous, and then the letter X, SwolenormousX.com. No days off. No days off. I like days off. I don't like complete physical days off. Do your meditation. Do your yoga, stretching, foam rolling. Keep something, keep like a placeholder, right? Like if you're reading a book, think of fitness and your life as a book. And if you're stopping, pausing your reading, you put a bookmark in so you continue where you left off. A placeholder doesn't mean you have to crush it every day, but you can pause, take a day for yourself, do other things to help you actively recover, stay on your nutrition. You don't have to slam weights every day. I did not lift today, but I did my meditation, and I'm going to do some yoga and some stretching later, some foam rolling. So I'm stiff. I felt stiff and dry. I've been sitting on this ball. I might have to go back to my standing position and elevate the desk a little bit more. I go through phases where I'm sitting on the ball a lot and sometimes where I'm standing, but this is, and I'll give you guys, maybe tomorrow's episode, I'll give you some tips and tricks for those of you that might be working at a desk. How many of you sit down a lot? How many of you are stable or stationary for your job or for work or in a car often? I'm gonna give a little bit more info or insights, some tips and tricks that I like to do that I'm trying to stick to better that I do, because I'm really in front of this computer a lot during the day. Dun, 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 dun. I'm not seeing any more comments. So Genevieve's last comment I see on Facebook. How are we doing? Are we still doing it on Facebook? Is anyone commenting, or is that just no one's commenting? Someone say hi and float some hearts on Facebook. Let me know. I want to make sure that everyone's still alive or that the feed is still connecting. Okay. Oh, there you go, a thumb. I'm stationed a lot, get a lot of back pain. Yeah, I do sit a lot. Good. Let those keep getting those comments in, listening. Good. I got a question on YouTube from Joseph. What's the difference between the Swolga and the yoga on the Swole X? Great, great question. So Swolenormous X is, obviously you're a member. I know you just hooked in there recently. So Swolenormous X is my entire fitness platform. So there's a couple different components that make up Swolenormous X, which makes it so well all-encompassing. It's kind of like Netflix or Amazon Prime, where you just kind of get everything all in one spot for one price, right? So you have the 90-day dash program, which is kind of like its own little, it's kind of like the sun. It's like the center of the universe. You have everything that you need in one program. Then there's a lot of additional content that can intertwine with the 90-day dash program that can be done by itself. So in the 90-day dash program, you have yoga classes and yoga training sessions led by myself that fit within that program. And you also have another entire section of Swolenormous X that's yoga classes that you can do by themselves. You can do in place of the ones in the 90-day dash when you are ready for them because they're longer and they can be more intensive. So it allows you to manipulate the program and progress it at your own level. So what's great is like people are using the virtual trainers, those additional workouts I'm putting in all the time in place of some of the Swole workouts or like that new volume 2 chest and triceps ignite that I posted last week. People are using that have gone through the program already. So the great thing about Swolenormous X is that it's always growing. So you always have programming, you always have workouts, instructional videos, you always have content so you can progress with the program. So it's not like I don't do one-off programs where, hey, do this, bye. No, you get into a routine because I'm always preaching fitness is life. It's not a lifestyle, fitness is life. It's part of the journey. So if you grow and if you approach it the right way, that's what a program should be. It should be something that can be manipulated, can be progressed, can be regressed. The 90-day dash and Swolenormous X is great for beginners and it's great for advanced. It depends on where you're coming in and how you modify the program. So it's a one-stop shop for whatever level of fitness that you are, you know, it depends on where you are. It depends on where you are. The people watching on YouTube. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, shit. That's great, but don't forget, whoever just said that on YouTube, you got Instagram over here and Facebook. So YouTube just started streaming live recently, so people are still also not necessarily aware that I'm doing live streaming, and we've had a lot more people, someone just commenting that there's not many people watching live. I want to address that for a second, and I don't care. I know you're not hating. I really don't give a shit if one person's watching or 1,000 people are watching. 1,000 people is cool, but one of the things I want you to keep in mind is not seeing progress right away. And I'll say this in closing, and I'll answer maybe a couple questions. But if you stop, like if you don't see progress right away, you'll never get anywhere. Right? So if you go to the gym and you don't get results the next day, you go and look in the mirror the next morning, like today, you start working out, you go to the gym tonight, the next morning, I don't really see that much results. Of course you don't. You worked out fucking one time. You're going to look exactly the same. You might be sore. You might be even more bloated because you have inflammation from the workout. You might have done too much, but you're going to look pretty much the same. And if I stopped streaming, if I did the Daily Swole the first day, 682 days ago, and I gauged that episode as like my success for everything, then wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't have this entire community that's so strong and everyone that has been benefited so greatly if you just stopped, if I just stopped. So you have to keep going. You have to keep going. You have to keep on pushing because there's no other alternative. And that's challenging. Trust me, when I was first live streaming, I ignored it. I essentially ignored it. And if you look back on those episodes, I want you to, if you go back in the Daily Swole episodes, and you go back to episode 7, 10, 15, episode 2, just imagine and watch that episode and realize that while I was talking, I would look on Facebook and there'd be a 0 or a 1 or maybe a 2 if I was lucky. Only a couple people watching. I didn't have a lot of people watching live. Live is unique. Not everyone's available in the moment when you go live. Not everyone's available right now. Most of the views and most of the interaction come later on where people can watch it because a lot of people are driving or they listen to the podcast or they watch it later or it's nighttime where they are in England and they're not going to get up at 3 in the morning and watch the Swole. So you can't stop just because you don't get instant results. Just because you don't get instant feedback, think about it like a workout. You're not going to get results by working out one time. And I'm not going to build a movement by doing one fucking swole, one show. Plus, it's not the daily swole if you do one fucking episode. So that's a little nuke. That's a little tidbit, a little nugget, and something to keep in mind. Something to keep in mind relative to your, you know, your process. And, you know, what you're trying to accomplish with your fitness. Because you could take exactly what I did with Swolenormous and what I'm still doing and apply it to your fitness. You're not going to get results. You're not going to have abs tomorrow or biceps tomorrow if it's your first workout. But I also didn't have 100,000 followers on Facebook. When I started this, I think I had 300 because there was like 300 or so left over from the page. I changed the name, but the page like, a year or two before that. So now there's 100,000 people on Facebook. Absolutely did not start that way, I guarantee it. So just keep that in mind when it comes to your fitness and your training. Don't base your shit off one workout. Driving so much for work, my lower back is a mess from it. We'll have to get into that. Maybe tomorrow we'll get into sitting again for a lot of people that are watching for the first time. We'll talk about sitting. We'll talk about back pain. We'll talk about being immobile. And yeah, someone said sitting is a new smoking. And a lot, there's like, I've seen some articles and some studies that show or that relate sitting to being just as damaging or even more damaging than smoking. Never will forget the first time someone complimented my arms. I didn't notice, but a friend did. It took months. Well, you also look at yourself in the mirror every day. You see yourself. It's like watching paint dry or a tea kettle boil. You don't notice it until it's boiling. And a lot of other people might go come up. You might watch it. And you don't notice it because you see it every day. You get used to seeing yourself every day. You get used to it. So good comments. I want to know. I'm not sure if Facebook is still going. Baby steps every day with patience. Hell yeah, Vince. Love it. I'm going to click like on that. Brian Hostetler, I'd still be 265 pounds if I stopped. No doubt, man. Think about that. You lose a couple pounds and you think you're big shit, or you work out for a while and you only lost 3 pounds. Well, let me tell you something, fam. You can't lose 10 pounds until you lose one. You can't lose 100 pounds until you lose 10. So if you have a goal, you want to gain 10 pounds, you got to gain one first. You got to gain one fucking ounce before you gain 10 pounds. You got to gain 1 ounce before you gain 1 pound. So they say, oh, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, blah, blah, blah. But it's 100% true. You can't just all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to fast forward and lose 50 pounds. Not going to happen. And that's where unrealistic expectations comes in. And that's where people get really depressed and really fucking... false expectations. So that can be dangerous. Optimism is great. Optimism is amazing. Optimism is amazing fuel, but unrealistic expectations can be a poison, especially in the fitness industry. But we'll get more into that tomorrow. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for episode 682 of The Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gaincast, Mancast, Pumpcast, and Jackcast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Thank you so much for joining me, episode 682. I will see you tomorrow for 683, Instagram, YouTube, and live on Facebook. Remember, all the episodes, catch the podcast, SoundCloud, iTunes. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce Magoose. Papa Swolio. Out. Hey, Swolenormous Nation. Just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support for the Daily Swole. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on every single social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just check me out there. And if you're interested in any of my programs, nutrition, workshops, yoga classes, please visit SwolenormousX.com.